Sweden looks to limit citizenship to those who share fundamental values, restrict non-citizen voting. By Kurt Sindelka on November 20, 2024. The center-right government of Sweden is looking to limit citizenship to those who agree with the fundamental values of the nation and to restrict voting of non-citizens, Deputy Prime Minister Ebba Busch said. In yet another admission of failure of the multicultural experiment embarked upon previous neoliberal governments in Stockholm, which has resulted in over a fifth of the country's population being foreign-born. Leader of the Christian Democrats and Deputy Prime Minister Ebba Busch has declared that it has become far too easy to become a Swedish citizen and that obtaining Swedish citizenship is a privilege. "Anyone who wants to become a part of Sweden must share our common fundamental values," she wrote, adding, "Giving tens of thousands of new Swedish citizenship to people who do not really share the basic values is not reasonable." Last year, almost 70,000 new citizenships were granted without language requirements or sharing the basic values that make Sweden, Sweden. Busch has previously been outspoken about the problems of integrating Islamic migrants into the Nordic nation and has called for the European Union to fund campaigns to encourage Muslims to return to their homelands if they cannot assimilate into the European way of life. The Deputy Prime Minister sparked outrage from the left by saying that if you think it is right and proper to throw homosexuals out of high-rise buildings, then you can move back to Iran or Sudan. Fellow Christian Democrat, MEP Alice Teodorescu-Mova has gone even further, calling for citizenship to be only granted to those who embrace the Judeo-Christian values that Swedish democracy rests on and to openly accept the right of the Jewish state of Israel to exist. She has also said that migrants who incite violence and threaten the Jewish minority should be deported immediately from Sweden. Deputy Prime Minister Busch acknowledged that changing immigration rules through legislation takes time, so she urged the migration agency to review the pace of some of the decisions that are now being made. She went on to argue that it would be unwise if we now suddenly get tens of thousands of new Swedish citizens with the strongest passport in the whole world, likely referring to the risk of Islamic terrorists using Swedish documents to enter other countries. The pro-open borders Green Party took issue with this. However, with MP Rasmus Ling reporting Busch to the Constitutional Committee for allegedly violating ministerial codes against interfering with the duties of bureaucrats. In addition to restricting citizenship, Busch also argued for limiting the ability of non-citizens to vote in Sweden, claiming that 603,000 non-Swedish citizens were eligible to vote in the 2022 municipal elections in the country. At present, non-citizens who have lived in Sweden for three straight years are allowed to vote in local municipal elections. Busch said that it is not reasonable that suddenly, with a large influx of a few thousand citizens from another country, the entire direction of a municipality be affected. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to Sindelka@Breitbart.com.